So we get around to talking about the bill for Gabriel, right? Some suggesting that we're into the tens of billions. You deal with things like supply chain, loss of productivity, but then you've got a lot of money flowing in as well, I suppose, on the other side of the equation. Massey University Professor in Innovation and Economics, Christoph Schumacher, is with us. Christoph, morning to you.
Good morning.
Where do you start in crunching numbers?
The first starting point would be probably insurance companies who tell us how much direct damage was caused. But also there are studies from overseas. The U.S. government, for example, released that last year the U.S. was hit by about 20 cyclones of magnitude 3 to 5, and they caused damage of around $20 billion each. So there are sort of some kind of figures you can use as a benchmark of how high the costs of these tropical cyclones actually are.
So what are you saying, 10 to 20?
10 to 20 sounds realistic to me. And that's the direct cost of damage caused to properties, houses, cars, infrastructure, and so on. But if you then take into account sort of economic flow on effects, rule loss of productivity, price changes, and so on, then the bill might even be higher.
Was our text correct a moment ago? Is it inflationary? Because prices will go up, and prices going up is inflationary, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. This will put more pressure on inflation. I mean, we're already operating in a reasonably high inflation environment. And sure, we now need more goods, more products. House prices, costs of building houses have gone up anyway. There will be shortages in supply, and there is pressure on prices.
Will the bulk of it be insurance or reinsurance?
Yes, absolutely. Insurance prices are expected to go up, but it's simply goods that we need to replace the items that have been lost. So I wouldn't be surprised if items like whiteware is going to go up. Building materials might be going up even further because there is already currently a shortage, and this has simply added to that.
And of course, you've got the supply chain issues. You can't just suddenly order 7,000 freezers and they turn up next week, because it doesn't happen that way anymore.
Absolutely, because we still have issues with even getting containers into the country, just steel of building containers. So there are huge international disruptions anyway. So we can't get product fast enough into the country, which means the items we have will go up in prices.
What about the upside? So the builder who was thinking, what am I going to build next, suddenly has a supply chain. There is money being spent. Does the positive outweigh the negative, or is the negative going to beat the positive every time?
In this case, I think it's the negative that will dominate, simply because we are already having labor shortages in New Zealand as we speak. So it's not that we have a whole lot of builders sitting around thinking, what was I going to do? No, they were already working at capacity limits. And then if something like this shows up, that just adds to the trouble, because labor shortages are a big issue right now in New Zealand and have been through last year, which has been driving wages up anyway. And this, again, will add to inflationary pressure.
Which brings us to the Reserve Bank, who've got something to say to us next week by way of interest rates and the cash rate and the general economy. If you're the Reserve Bank governor this morning, have you got any idea what this is going to mean to what you want to say next week, or you just don't have a clue?
It's very difficult to estimate. If I was a Reserve Bank governor, the economist in me would say we need to increase the OCR because we still haven't gotten a lid on inflation. But at the same time, there's this human cost. If we raise the OCR, this will put even more pressure on people on mortgage payments. There's a bigger danger of people losing their houses. So it's a tight line between the economic cost and what you should do, but also the social cost such a disaster is for a country.
Gee, it's complex. It's a complex picture, but a fascinating conversation. Christoph, I appreciate your expertise very much. Christoph Schumacher, Massey University Professor in Innovation and Economics. We'll get him back on the program.